The Language of Deceit. Notes and Extracts. Observation in a collective society. The key. You can change your partner, your job, and your friends. You can move away from where you live. But heaven forbid if you ever try to change your clubs or affiliations. Humans are at most times a fickle breed that will focus on petty actions as they require much less thought. They will bicker like professional pedants about the fantastic details that are often of no consequence and that nobody will ever see. Nobody is immune to having to observe this at some point or other. Yet we still need to belong and must forever work to get along together in one way or another, collectively, however mad the crowd is. The secret to any successful club, fraternity, or organization is the access to information or advice or experiences that the group can exclusively provide for its members. When you are in, you feel unique, secure, and sometimes special. Within the group, you will be able to communicate in a unique way with those select few who understand your references, ideals, dreams, and ideas. There will be unique words and jargon and phrases and signs, all of which serve to justify the importance and necessity of the group. There is also an unspoken inherent idea that a secrecy of order and orders matters. And secrets are powerful, as they bind you to people, ideas, and places by casting invisible shadows and ropes around your hands and wrists. The potency of the hidden and the quest for the missing or lost has haunted humanity down through the ages. We seem to be bonded to the mysterious concept of discovery, either in the self or somewhere out there. There is so much to uncover. New doors lead to whole new worlds. The journey of self-discovery may be one that we need to take alone, but we also get nowhere if we don't work together to expose the truth. The team eventually overpowers the individual, even taking into consideration the weakest links. To people outside of the immediate team or group, a person may all too easily be misunderstood and misrepresented. They may appear disconnected or even crazy, but inside the group, they are vetted and respected and probably encouraged to be comfortable. A sense of belonging is core to the human relationship with happiness. If you live where you are just tolerated and not celebrated, you will never be able to elevate yourself to your full potential. We fight with ourselves, and out of sight, internal battles rage on about how much we need to push ourselves and how much we need to be able to lean on the group. We struggle with how much of ourselves to hide and how much of ourselves to expose. We struggle with the need to be transparent, but to not be always seen through. We struggle to walk lightly, but to not be a ghost. We struggle to love with all our heart and to give everything away, but still hold on to something so as to not drift. We struggle to work on ourselves, but also to ask for help. The imagination, in the minds of men at least, lives in a state of perpetual revolt against the limitations of human life. Men, left to themselves over time, may easily become Gnostics, but as part of a group, then faith develops, ideas spring, creativity blossoms. And this creation, whether it is poems or plans, eventually lives to breathe and take on a life of its own. It becomes real, perhaps more than real, to those most invested. There is a loss and a gain in everything. There is profit in everything and nothing. Wherever you are and whatever you choose to do, there are questions to ask. There are paths to be walked. To whichever society you choose to belong, you must always give away a part of yourself. And this is a part that will never return. The Language of Deceit. Notes and Extracts.